This is the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News from AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to the program. It is a wonderful Tuesday morning. We're going to have a lot of fun today. We're going to do a lot of things. And part of that is we're going to talk some sports. And the big sports story that happened over the weekend, Michael Sam got cut. Not physically. Nobody went up and he got released from the Rams.
Oh, that's not the big sports story of the weekend.
Well, it's one of the big. It caught all the news. Everybody was all a Twitter about it. Let's see. He was cut from the Rams. However, all is not lost. WWE has said that they would like to have him be a part of the festivities. They said they'd
next
like
Monday
to,
night. Yeah.
Yeah. They'd like him to be on Monday's Raw. He apparently, as of right now, has not yet accepted the offer.
His agent is talking money as we speak, I would imagine.
Yeah, it could be. Of course, there's always the Arena Football League.
Michael Sam's got cut because he was not good enough to make that team.
That's what coach said. The coach said it wasn't a hard decision.
It was a roster situation. The Rams had needs at other positions, and they couldn't afford to keep him with the position he played. They were strong enough at that position. It'll be interesting to see if and no team picked him up for their practice squad either, which is kind of interesting to me. Both defensive ends in college football last year who were named All-America are not on NFL rosters this fall.
Now, there are some people who are going to spin that the Michael Sam's cutting. It came just a day and a half after the shower story became public on ESPN.
Yeah.
The report was that Michael Sam's did not shower with the rest of his teammates.
Yeah, that was an unnecessary report.
Yeah, it was ESPN, and ESPN is taking a lot of heat for running the story from all sources at this point.
But it's not like they made it up. His teammates said so.
Yeah, well, no, it doesn't matter that it was true. It's an unnecessary story. Who cares? Okay, yeah, we know he's gay. We know there's going to be some issues in the locker room. It has nothing to do with his playing performance. What you said, Tom, is the biggest issue here. Sam is cut. Right? Mm-hmm. And you said that there was another high-profile player that came out of college who's also not playing in the NFL now, right?
Right, right.
Who's he? Why aren't we talking about the same amount of publicity, the same amount of outrage? There are sports announcers who have come out and said, this is an outrage. He was the best guy in the SEC, blah, 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 blah. He should be playing.
He wasn't good enough to make the team that he was trying to make.
Right. That's the issue. Yeah. Why aren't they having the same outrage about the other guy that was playing? Where was this outrage when...
Well, I don't know if there are a lot of people that are having outrage
about
this.
Well, there's some. They're trying to make an issue. Where was the same conversation when Tebow was cut from New York, and they were saying, you know what, dude, I'm sorry, you've been over in Denver, which he did very well in Denver, and now you've been over here, you're just not NFL material, we're cutting you. Where were all the people going, oh, you're just cutting him loose because he's a Christian? There wasn't any of it.
Well, I'm sure you said that on the air.
No, not at all. His faith had nothing to do with his performance on the field. If the coaches don't think that he's got what it takes to lead the team where they wanted to go, then he gets cut. I'm disappointed. I really wanted Tebow to be a success.
Because you were personally rooting for him, but you want him to succeed on his merits.
Right.
Not on his faith.
Precisely. And I want Michael Sam to succeed or fail on his on-field merits, Michael's, not because of his
Michael Sam merit. and his people are not saying anything that he was cut because he was gay. They understand the situation. They understand the roster problems the Rams had at his position. So, all right. He's going to try to hook on with another team if he can. Hey, the story about the
Did
Badger.
You say hook up with another team?
Oh, stop it. I have a story for you about the Badger game Saturday night.
Badgers. You know,
there are a lot of people that are perplexed that Melvin Gordon had very few carries in the second half of a game where you were trying to protect a lead. After the game, Gary Anderson, of course, didn't say anything about any injury, which would have maybe, you know, mitigated the anger that many Badger fans felt.
So this would be that something happened. Either on the sideline or in the locker room. And this is a rumor. Go ahead and share your rumor with
I us. Heard this from someone who is connected to someone who works in the athletic department in Madison.
A friend of a friend of a friend says.
So take it for what it's worth, but it's interesting. They say that at halftime in the locker room, Melvin Gordon was loudly I don't know if demanding is the right word, loudly suggesting that Joel Staave should replace Tanner McAvoy at quarterback in the second half. And it got to the point where Gary Anderson was so annoyed that this may be one of the reasons why Gordon didn't play much in the second half. Now, they're claiming now it was an injury that wasn't mentioned after the game on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson saying that he didn't feel that information needed to be given to reporters. Excuse me? The Heisman Trophy candidate, the best player on your team, is hurt. He doesn't play very much in the second half, and you don't think that's germane to the conversation in the post-game press conference?
It was a splinter.
Oh, brother.
It was nothing
following,
big deal.
Following the Badger beat writers on Twitter Saturday night, they were more than annoyed Saturday night and Sunday morning when this came out that Gordon was hurt and the coach didn't say anything about it.
Yeah, I would lend credibility to the little bit of a wrist slapping for being too vocal in the locker.
I have no idea if that's true, but it's certainly interesting if it is.
Sounds logical.
Keep this in the back of your mind. Teams with quarterback controversies never win. It just never works out well.
I think John Madden once said, when you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. Because the situation is always in flux and everybody is, you know, whining and complaining.
In a game, if your starting quarterback, say, throws two or three passes that are over somebody else's head,
it'll be interesting to see this Saturday against a much lesser opponent at Camp Randall if Tanner McAvoy can actually get his passes close to his receivers, because he overthrew everybody. I could have thrown passes that far over a guy's head on Saturday night.
Oh, so he went to the Tony Romo camp of quarterback. All right, last but not least, there is a guy named David Goodfriend. He's a founder of the Sports Fans Coalition. You ever heard of this guy?
I've heard of the Sports Fans Coalition. They always want to, like, sue leagues when they do stuff that is not fan-friendly.
Here's this guy's got a little bit of history, okay? He's an attorney, lobbyist for the government. He was in the Clinton administration. He was a congressional staffer, legal advisor to the FCC, executive at Dish Network. He is petitioning the FCC, and he's got a lot of people backing him, to stop supporting the NFL blackouts of games when they don't sell. Now, there's a big fight going on. The NFL, the FCC, or the NFL specifically, is saying, well, all this brouhaha is only coming from the cable and satellite TV networks. They're losing revenue. That's why they're barking about it. The honest truth is, this guy has got a lot of fan support. Yes, he's got a lot of support from the cable networks, too. But he's got a lot of fan support.
Well, look, let's face it. The stadium experience has been priced out of the market of many fans. They can't afford to go to a game at the stadium, even if the stadium isn't sold out. So their only option is to watch the game on television. And if it's blacked out in your local market, which it is in many NFL markets who don't sell out their stadiums, you don't see the games.
There were 2 years in a row down in Florida, I barely got to see any of the Tampa Bay Buccaneer home games.
Jacksonville's another example down in Florida, too.
I mean, let's be honest with you. It's not that big of a deal to
miss
it.
Well, it is if you're a fan.
No, not even to the Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. The only thing it was really problem is if they were playing a team I wanted to see them get beaten by.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? What? No, you say, oh, you're a fair weather fan for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No, I was a realistic fan about the Tampa Bay. Oh, look, they're playing a high school.
Let's face it. You couldn't even name three members of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when you were watching the games, could you?
Oh yeah, I could.
Could you?
Oh yeah, at the time I was. I enjoyed watching. I enjoyed one of the guys that I really enjoyed watching play was Allstott. That guy was brutal.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't stop him if you had a Mack truck. That I like.
He's paying the price now, of course, with concussions and all kinds of other stuff.
So. Yeah, I got a chance to meet him, and anyway.
I think it takes him an hour to get out of bed in the morning. You know.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? WSAU, we'll be right back.
I ride the bike a lot because I crashed a car. I crashed a car. I know, well, the question is not how did you crash it, but who do you plan on blaming for crashing your car? Will it be the bourbon? Or will it be the iTunes mix that I burned a CD of 80s power ballads that I wrote on it with a Sharpie marker, I'm a big girl now. If I opted for neither of those, I'm going to blame my parents for this one. First off, why not? It's an easy target, I know. But second off, they were the ones that purchased for me at a very young age a race car bed. And nothing sends more of a mixed message about falling asleep at the wheel
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.